There are people who walk in the shadows and stare evil in the eyes. The tip of the spear, blessed with aggression. They are the sheepdog. Then there are those who have no idea that evil exists. Yet if it ever darkened their doorstep, they wouldn't know how to protect themselves. They are the sheep. Look closely and you will find comparisons between war, mindfulness, meditation, wilderness, and adventure sports. A magical experience happens, which is known as the flow state. During this period, your neurons begin to fire quicker, therefore making your brain frequency increase. You become hyper-focused and achieve pure mindfulness. You're able to think 3 to 4 steps ahead and feel intoxicated with energy. This practice is something that I have researched for many years and have had the privilege to connect with leading practitioners from around the world. I am a Marine Corps veteran, explorer, researcher, technology leader, and adventurer at large. My name is Mark DeLuca. TEDx Ultra Arena, how are we doing tonight? Hello, and thank you to everyone. It's an honor to be here with you all today. You know, they must have some really good food or drinks here because I know y'all didn't come out to hear me talk tonight. So tonight's presentation and talk is unique in that not only is it live, but it's also integrating with virtual and augmented reality. You'll see up here on the big screen my avatar. This, of course, works out very great for me because look at my avatar. Damn, do I look good, right? So tonight's presentation is a very important one. It's one that is simply going to be an introduction, and I challenge each of you in tonight's audience to continue this research, link up with us at Journey to Earth, and come out and have some fun. So I'd like to get serious here for a moment. I want you to imagine that you and your team are advancing toward your objective. A building where inside is a very dangerous and evil terrorist. A terrorist who is responsible for killing hundreds, to include innocent children and your brother and sisters in military service. You know that upon entering this building, there is a high probability that you could be shot and killed, or that you may have to shoot and kill somebody else. Yet, in this moment, you have never felt more alive. Every decision is precise. Every action is calculated. You know what your team is going to do before they know what they are going to do. You arrive to the door, your weapon sighted in. The guy behind you, the number 2 in your stack, reaches around and deploys an explosive strip to the door. You and your team back up a few feet. 3, 2, 1, breach, 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 boom! The door flies open. And you and your team flow in like water. This experience that I just described to you is something that many military veterans and active duty service members experience every single day while deployed in a war zone. You hear many military veterans talk about how they miss it. They're addicted to it. They want more of it. For non-military members, that sounds absolutely crazy. Yet, there's actually a reason why military veterans reference this. You see, it's in these moments that you are practicing the greatest form of mindfulness and meditation, both of which have been proven to increase and improve your mental and physical health, as well as your overall human performance. So now here's my question. Why would you stop meditating when you're not at war or after separating from the military? Now, I want you to think about this. At 18 years old, or however old you were when you enlisted in the military, you were immediately given a mission and a purpose. Where you have a mission and a purpose, you have a passion. So now we have a military veteran who has recently separated from the military. They are no longer practicing mindfulness and meditation. They feel as though they no longer have a mission and a purpose. This is a very deadly and dangerous cocktail. I want everyone in tonight's audience to press the pause button right now. I don't care what you're doing. I want you to stop any thoughts that you have and think about what you see up here on the big screen. Being mindful is not thinking about the past. We cannot change the past. We can change the future in how we deal with the present. Anything that has ever happened to you, especially with your time in the military, is over with. It's in the past. Right now, we need to be absolutely mindful and think about the future. You know, I want you to think about this. Every single day, 22 military veterans commit suicide. A little boy and little girl will never be able to tell their mom and dad that they love them. A husband and wife will never have the opportunity to grow old with the love of their life. And a mother and father will have to endure the unthinkable and bury a child. This is absolutely unacceptable. You know, we train our military to be the best of the best, the 1%, the tip of the spear, and to stand between good versus evil. And damn it, they do a great job at it. Yet when they need us the most, it's in this trying time that we turn our back on them. We forget about them. You know, I want you to think back to your time in middle school, high school, college, early on in your military career. Were you ever provided any education around mindfulness and meditation? What about finding a mission and a purpose once you are done with your military service? Think about how that could change the 22 military veterans' lives that take their own life every single day. It very well could make a difference. You know, we've identified that there's a problem, yet we continue to try and employ the same exact solution over and over again, even though it fails. It's time that we do something different. I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran myself. I had the honor and privilege to serve during Operation Enduring Freedom. From the Marine Corps, I had the great opportunity to move on to the government and private sector. I shortly found myself thereafter a student in the technology field. My area of study was primarily network and cybersecurity. I also focused on engineering, quantum mechanics, and many other areas of study, and this ultimately led me into the technology sector, working on some of the coolest projects imaginable. I'm talking about things that can change lives and also save them. Projects such as breast cancer awareness and identification, deep space exploration, and planetary defense. Having the opportunity to respond to global and emergency crisis events. Yet you see, a few years back, I was an engineer. Again, I was crushing these amazing projects. I also owned my own business with several different brands going through it. Yet, I started to feel stressed. It was not only the everyday life stressors, but everything else combining on top of one another. You see, I was trying to quit chewing tobacco at the time, and I was doing rather good at it. Yet, my throat started to hurt. So now I tell my wife that I think I might have throat cancer. Fast forward a few weeks later, my head starts to hurt. I have these reoccurring headaches. One night, I feel like I have pressure at the crown of my head. So I go to my wife and I tell her, "Hun, I think I have a brain tumor." Well, if any of y'all in the audience know my wife, which hopefully you don't, you can imagine what she told me. She told me to get over my man cold. Yet, nonetheless, a few hours later, we arrive at Veteran Affairs emergency room. A brain scan later, turns out I did not have a brain tumor. What I ultimately had was stress. I didn't realize how powerful it was. Sitting at my desk one night, I told myself that I needed to find a new outlet. There had to be a different way that I could approach this. I found and turned to mindfulness and meditation, and I am here to tell you that it absolutely changed my life both personally and professionally. So what is mindfulness? Well, mindfulness is a state of mind in which we focus our awareness to what is happening in the moment. We no longer allow hundreds of thoughts to process, only one. This creates a better experience of life. Now, right along mindfulness, we have meditation. Meditation is a way of finding complete calm and clarity through calming your thoughts. The goal is to achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm state of mind. You see, these two words, those being mindfulness and meditation, are very powerful when you know how to harness their potential. So now you may be asking, how in the world can we prove this works? And that's okay if you are. And yes, we can prove this. You know, I had the opportunity throughout much of my research to connect with leaders from around the world in mindfulness and meditation. In one particular instance, I had the opportunity to connect with some research that focused in on brain scans. It actually focused in on two specific brain scans. One was for a person who meditated every single day. They identified themselves as a monk. And the second person, or second brain scan, was for somebody that has never meditated a day in their life. Now, when we looked at the brain scans, it was rather fascinating what we found. And ultimately, what we found from a high level here is that the monk who practiced mindfulness and meditation every single day was able to meet the gamma brainwave frequency for a longer period of time sustained throughout the day. This gamma frequency is important and used for heightened perception, increased learning, problem solving, and enhanced cognitive processing. It generally makes you happy, yada, yada, yada. Basically, all the good and important things in life that truly matter. When we looked at the person that had never meditated a day in their life, they were only able to enter into this gamma brainwave frequency for an incredibly brief period of time. I'm talking about mere seconds, and then they're out of it. Now, see, you need to also understand this. Inside of our brain, we have roughly around 86 billion neurons. These neurons are connections that allow us to do everything that we do in life every single day down to the second. Whenever we engage in anything that we do in life, one neuron communicates to another neuron through a gap known as a synaptic gap. Well, when one neuron communicates to another, this gap is basically creates an electrical impulse, and that is how we can measure the frequency. You see, in practicing mindfulness and meditation, not only are we able to increase and decrease the brainwave frequencies, which is very important, but we're also able to allow different areas of the brain to communicate to one another. Now, again, I just briefly spoke on brainwave frequencies and how they work, but what you need to understand is that there are three primary brainwave frequencies. The first is delta frequencies. And these are roughly around 0.5 to 4 hertz. And what you'll find here is deep sleep, loss of bodily awareness. This is typically when your body repairs itself. After delta, that carries us on to theta. And this is responsible for creativity, deep states, dreamy deep states primarily. Reduced consciousness is what you'll find here. Overall strategic. Creativity. After theta, we move on to alpha. Alpha is roughly around 8 to 13 hertz. And this is typically when we are physically and mentally relaxed. Think about the last time that you were sitting on the couch and you felt absolutely chilled and relaxed. You were likely within this brainwave frequency. Now, after alpha, we have beta. Beta is when you are awake, alert, conscious, you're thinking, you're excited, you're moving, You're at work, you're getting things done, you're at home getting things done, you're here within this beta range, again, which is 13 to 32 hertz. And then we have this incredible frequency range in between 32 and 100 hertz. This is known as the gamma frequency. And again, like I spoke on a few minutes ago, this is very important and responsible for heightened perception, enhanced learning, and problem solving, cognitive processing. It allows people to enter into a much happier space. Just very important to try to take advantage of as much time that we can spend in this gamma brainwave frequency. So, as the introduction and the overview for this talk and presentation described, I'm very humbled to call myself an explorer and researcher, as well as a technology leader, but being an explorer is very important to me. You see, it's my opinion that as military veterans, we learn very important skills while we're in the military that can apply to really anything that we do in life thereafter. Now, losing mission and purpose is very common amongst military veterans because you are going from an alpha type, 1%, best of the best, kicking in doors, having fun with your boys and girls, to now feeling like you're not important. And I'm here to tell you that's not true, but what I am here to tell you is that you can use what you learned in the military to your advantage. You can use that to find a new mission and purpose, no matter what that is. Now, I'm going to talk more about how that can be used in exploration, adventure, research. But again, you can use it for anything, such as leadership, problem solving, never accepting failure as an option, cognitive processing. It's just, the list goes on and on here. But what I want you to understand is that, again, you can use what you learned in the military to your advantage. Think about land navigation, surviving off the land. We can use this in the wilderness and during adventurous times. So while out exploring and finding adventure, conducting meaningful research helps to reinforce your mission and purpose. Plus, you get to make a difference. So now this is where it's very important to me, because here we are out in the wilderness, out finding adventure, conducting research, making a difference for this planet and for each and one of our neighbors that live on this great planet called Earth. Yet when we're out finding adventure, we also enter into this process that I call the flow state. So the flow state is very common with adventure and extreme sports and really anything that gets you moving at a very fast pace. Typically for me, rock climbing, single track mountain biking, whitewater kayaking, skydiving, any of the above that is adventurous and somewhat extreme will allow you to enter this flow state where your brain frequency will increase, your neurons are firing at much faster speeds, you are absolutely focused on what you are doing. You have to focus in 3 to 4 steps ahead at all times, because if you don't, it's your life or it's your partner's life that is up there on that rock wall with you and that is counting on you to bring them home safely. So it's when I'm out there conducting research that it really brings all of this home. You see, I'm practicing mindfulness and meditation. I'm entering into this flow state that is basically doing the exact same thing as mindfulness and meditation. It's been proven that spending time in the wilderness has the same effects as meditation. And now I'm finding a new mission and purpose by conducting research that absolutely makes a difference. You know, there's several different areas that I'm going to talk to you here about with some upcoming things that we have going on at Journey to Earth. But before I get there, Talking about this research, adventure, finding a new mission and purpose, recently I had this very exciting opportunity to go out in a cave, not only for my own personal benefit, but also to try to make a difference for research. You see, we were looking to go as deep as we possibly could and find these new areas in the cave where we could take soil samples. And then have these soil and environmental samples analyzed to see if we could find any new microbes. Now, why in the world would we do this, you may ask? Well, the reason why we did this is because these new microbes have the potential to save lives and change the world. It's very much possible that this microbe that is able to live in these extremely hostile environments could cure a terminal disease. See, you do have a new purpose and mission after the military. It doesn't stop. You are the 1%, and you always, always have to remember that. So, you know, some upcoming things that we really want to not only take advantage of for ourselves and research, but also have other people, especially military veterans, come out and have some fun with us. And the first one here that you see on the screen is our BioClimb. This is a research climbing expedition 2022. The purpose here is to get into an alpine mountainous environment and gather field data that will help us identify global warming, climate change, what effects that's having on the environment. We'll also be focused on collecting several other field data samples, such as water quality. We want to take a look at the living species in the area and see how they are doing. All of this is really important because it not only helps our research, but it will also help other researchers and scientists from around the world that we're partnering up during this time. So that way everyone can accomplish their research and really try to make a difference. One of the other ones here is a Save a Tree expedition. This is something that is actually ongoing right now, and we're working with an incredible parallel research team. And the focus primarily with our Save a Tree expedition is to combat and prevent illegal tree poaching. This really focuses in on deforestation as well as urbanization and what effect that has on not only us as human beings, but also any other living species that is out there. So that is something that we absolutely hope to integrate some of our followers or just everyday people to come on out and have some fun with us when we go out on these expeditions and gather the field data that we need. Now, one of the other ones here you'll see is Alpine Explorer's Vault. You know, we go on a lot of different research trips as well as adventurous trips. So whenever we go into the mountains or alpine area, our focus here is that we want to gather as much field data. In this case, with Alpine Explorer's Vault, this is photos and videos as well as sound files of the local environment for where you are. And this could be anywhere around the world, but we will analyze this. We'll match up some of this and integrate it within machine learning, artificial intelligence, and share it with other researchers and scientists from around the world. Now, something else that we do every single time that we go out into the field is that we draft and publish what we call our Journey to Earth Children's Explorer magazine. This is something that we donate out to children hospitals, schools, and other great organizations and facilities around the world. So that way we can not only share the experience with other kids, but we can also help to educate and provide insight into some of the most important and engaging topics that are currently going on and that will likely be significant issues in years, decades to come for next generations. So again, today's talk and presentation is simply an overview. I will be traveling around and hopefully presenting additional talks and presentations around the United States and chatting with people likely from around the world. Something that we hopefully will do is integrate live mindfulness and meditation talks and presentations and really practices. That's something that you can check out in the very near future. I hope to also integrate other thought leaders and people in mindfulness and meditation that are really leading the pack. People like Monica Bradley that I've had the opportunity to go into the forest and study meditation with. So that's something that you can find more information out when it becomes available on our website. That, of course, is jte.news. I want to thank everybody for allowing me to come up here on stage and talk to you today. I hope that you enjoyed this. Think about it. Allow it to process throughout the night when you're relaxing. We do have an after party or after show, so I will get to engage with many of you at that after party. So if you have any questions or concerns, please come up and let's chat about it. If not, to any Marine Corps veterans or active duty service members or future Marines in the audience, Sepper Fi, I hope everybody has a good and safe night. Thank you. Take care, everybody.